River Country, Keith speaking.
Ah, Hopper, you are at work today.
How are you, sir?
Well, I'm glad you made it in. I called in across the dial to your contemporary there yesterday, expecting to talk to the new guy, and, well, after working for 20 minutes, he needed 2 weeks off, so.
Yeah, I made it to work. I did have a week off there at the end of August, but I'm back at work now and ready to go for the fall season.
There you go. See, it's nice. And they didn't even warn me. That's the worst part of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I've gone through so many of these guys on the other end of the dial this year. I feel like it's my fault. I feel personally responsible.
How can that happen?
I don't know. How about we just go through what's going on in town this week?
What is going on in High Prairie?
All right, well, today being Friday, there is floor curling over at the High Prairie Golden Age Club. That starts at 1:30. This weekend, well, we got some fun stuff happening this weekend here. We got the High Prairie Open Horseshoe Tournament at the Gordon Buchanan Rec Center. That goes both Saturday and Sunday.
Nice.
These guys, yeah, these guys, they've done a heck of a job. They just started this horseshoe club up, I think, 2 years ago, and it's growing. They've hosted provincials. So if you're interested at all, this is something to check out. They do a really good job. So that's Saturday and Sunday over at the Gordon Buchanan Rec Center. Also, we've got the High Prairie Golf Club Fall Cash Scramble tomorrow, starting at 9. And then, oh yes, Sunday we have cribbage over at the Golden Age Center, started at 1:30. Of course, the horseshoe tournament continues.
Were you ever a crib player, James?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, I scored 19 all the time.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand or in the whole game?
On multiple hands in the same game.
Okay, yeah, because I scored 19, because when I played crib, I scored 19 in the whole game, while everybody else got 121.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
That is the definition of being skunked.
Well, there's skunked, there's double skunked, and I got beat so bad once, I asked Mom if there was such a thing as triple skunked.
Really? No, that just...
Yeah.
No, if you get triple skunked, as far as I'm concerned, that just plain stinks.
Yeah. I didn't even make it off. It was, you know, your traditional crib board where you got the one, you know, how it wraps around there. I didn't even make it off the first straightaway.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, yeah,
either.
She laughed at me. Yeah, she laughed at me. She just kicked my butt and... You know, as parents will do, never, folks, let your kids just win a game. Make them earn it.
Exactly.
Yeah, because then when they do beat you, they will appreciate it more.
Yes.
Moving on. Monday, we've got shuffleboard over at the Golden Age Center. That's at 7. And also on Monday, the High Prairie Ag Society is going to be meeting over at the Agriplex at 7. So if you're interested in helping out that organization, that's the place to be. And then on Tuesday, there is a free play over at the High Prairie Children's Resource Center. That goes from 1 till 3. Check this out, folks. If you've got small kids and you're not sure, oh my goodness, what am I going to do until they get into school or I need some help, the Children's Resource Center is there for you. It's been there for a very long time, but people don't know about it, Hopper. Mm-hmm. I didn't know about this when my kids were small, and I could have used it.
When I was in High Prairie, it was still in the, if you'll excuse my terminology here, infant stages, and it's grown, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It has grown exponentially. They've got a great big new building. They're in that building next to the Legion now, if you remember where that is.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all these programs to offer. It's there for you, folks. Go check it out. It's an organization that it's not so much as a use it or lose it. It's a use it or lose your mind.
That's an interesting way of putting it.
I thought so. Let's see. Where are we here? Wednesday, I think we're at, of next week. We've got the High Prairie Marigold Farmers Market from 1 till 6. What a wonderful time to have farmers market, too, eh?
Sounds
everything
delicious.
Coming out of the ground. So good. So that's next Wednesday from 1 till 6. And then, the library, they've got story time for kids 0 to 5 years old from 10:30 to 11. So, if you don't want to go to Children's Resource Center, fine. Check out the library. There's more than just books here. There's lots of programming there for kids. So check that out next Wednesday. And then next Thursday, the High Prairie Area Chamber of Commerce is going to be meeting at noon over at Amaro's in the back room. And the High Prairie Museum Board will also be meeting at the museum at 6:45. So if you're interested in helping out the museum, that's the place to go. And that's what we got going on.
James, were you at the football game last weekend?
No.
You weren't? Oh my goodness. Have they ever grown both on and off the field?
I've heard, yeah. They've got their organization going quite well. I was helping out my mother. Almost out of the hospital. So, okay.
Hope all is well there.
It's going to be. Yeah, she's just too stubborn. Eh? Old farm girls, they're tough.
Ah, okay. But yeah, the football game was last week. A big thank you, obviously. I was there. A big thank you to everybody who came out. And to High Prairie's Bantam team, from what I understand, is in Peace River on Saturday, or scheduled to be in Peace River on Saturday.
Yep. That's the plan. So good luck to them.
Hear, hear. Thank you, James.
All right, talk to you next week.
You bet. Take care.